You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Broken New Year's resolutions can cause hopelessness. But don't despair. Let your resolutions depend on God's faithfulness.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
O God of love and God of mercy, draw unto yourself all those who are burdened with the responsibilities and problems of living. By your life-giving Spirit, empower each of these weary individuals to do their best. But even more important, O Lord, for those who are discouraged by mistakes, sins, and failures, strengthen them with your love. Unburden their conscience and calm their hearts with the certain knowledge that there is no condemnation for all those who are in Christ Jesus. O Lord, we love you with an imperfect love. In spite of our shortcomings and failures, do not remove your perfect and healing love from us. In Jesus' intercessory name we pray, Amen. Many New Year's resolutions are now only 10 days old, but one could also safely say that already thousands, perhaps even millions, of well-intended New Year's resolutions are already broken. Certainly, no one can deny that it is indeed a tremendous feeling to begin a new year. Optimism and a spirit of positiveness fill the air. The opportunity to forget the past, to put the disappointments and failures, the sins and mistakes of the previous years behind oneself, gives a powerful surge of hope to even the most beleaguered, weary, and depressed soul. However, the first days and months of the new year can also be very discouraging and depressing. This happens when we realize that despite our most sincere resolves and our best intentions to live a better life during the coming months, we will frequently end up stumbling and often failing. Yes, armed with our most sincere New Year's resolutions and driven with all the power that we can muster from within ourselves, we often begin a new year determined to improve our lives. But all too often, it ends up being an exercise of hopeless futility and tragic failure. What I have just described may not fit your situation. Perhaps you don't make New Year's resolutions, and maybe you don't believe in them, or maybe you are just a little smarter than some people. You realize how impossible it is for you to keep them. At the same time, however, you do strive to live a decent life, but you fall short even of your own minimum standards. As a husband, you no doubt realize that you could do better in helping your children and supporting your wife. Or as a wife, you realize that your actions from time to time have been far from perfect. If you are a child or a teenager, you realize in your heart how disobedient you have been at times toward your parents or teachers. The good you try to do each day, especially toward your family, at work, or at school, you don't always do. And those things which you know that you should not do, you often end up doing. And a New Year's resolution hardly seems like a solution. If this sounds like your situation and your struggle, you are not alone. Listen to the words of the Apostle Paul, one of the great heroes of faith described in the Bible. As St. Paul examined his life, this is what he confessed. "The good that I wish," he said, "I do not do, but I practice the very evil that I do not wish." St. Paul was struggling with life just like you and I do. From the moment of his dramatic conversion, out of love for his Savior, his forgiven and Spirit-empowered heart desired to live a godly life. Listen again closely as I quote this zealous missionary's words as he expressed his struggles and his frustration with himself. I quote, "I often find," St. Paul said, "that I have the will to do good, but not the power. That is," he continued, "I don't accomplish the good I set out to do, and the evil I don't really want to do, I find I am always doing." If there ever was an expression applicable to our situation, especially during the season of this new year, this has to be it. Psychologists and psychiatrists today report that a significant number of our current population consider themselves perpetual and hopeless failures. These weary people try hard, but all too often life seems so useless. And it is precisely this feeling of hopelessness and failure which leads many people to consider taking their lives. Statistics indicate that the suicide rate is usually higher during this season of the year. As you listen today, perhaps you also have been down and blue, and you may have been even considering ending it all by taking your own life. Several years ago, a respected Canadian preacher pointed out how one of his most challenging counseling situations involved a man who was convinced he was destined for nothing but failure in life. What can we say about all these things? Well, since we are not searching for answers in some self-help book or in a man-centered philosophy, but in the reliable Word of God, permit me to quote again more of the words of St. Paul so that you can see this man's utter agony and disgust with his own life. I quote, "In my mind, I am God's willing servant, but in my own nature, I am bound fast. It is an agonizing situation," Paul said. "And who on earth," he continued, "can set me free from the clutches of my own sinful nature?" Indeed, St. Paul could have concluded that all of life was not really worth living, and that in the end, despair and failure were inevitable. But then, in an unrestrainable expression of ultimate victory, produced by the wondrous Spirit of God, St. Paul powerfully and confidently proclaimed, "I thank God there is a way out through Jesus Christ." St. Paul did not claim to have found the way to live the perfect life. He did not profess to have located an earthly paradise. The apostle did not claim that he no longer faced the daily challenges and frustrations of life. No, instead, in the midst of all his problems, with a forgiven conscience and with a peace-filled heart, this previously frustrated man now realized that there is no condemnation, there is no reason to feel down and blue for all those who are in Christ Jesus. His knowledge of hope and certainty of a victorious future was based on a special relationship with God. This relationship was a result of faith, a simple faith in Jesus Christ. Relying on the special relationship that God had established with him, St. Paul understood that in spite of his frustrations and failures, he did not stand condemned and in danger of the final judgment of God each time he failed. This feeling of peace, hope, and confidence is available to all who repent, those who turn from their sin and trust in Jesus for pardon from their guilt. This can also be true in your life. And when you live in this special relationship with your gracious Heavenly Father, a relationship that God has made possible through the sin-cleansing blood of Jesus Christ, then you will not have to struggle each day with the uncertainty of the future. You won't have to struggle with the nightly fears of failure and the torturous feelings of guilt. Having a special relationship with God through Jesus Christ at your moments of mistakes and failures is the greatest blessing in life that you can ever receive. It is like being handicapped, but also having a very rich friend each time you have to pay your bills. When regular or unexpected bills arrive, this loving friend would always pay them for you. In the same way, being directly connected to God through Jesus Christ means that each time you sin or fail in your desire to live a godly life, then Jesus intercedes for you at the throne of God. The Bible points out in Hebrews chapter 7 that Jesus is able to save forever those who draw near to God through Him, since Jesus always lives to make intercession for them. St. Paul did not say that Jesus was the answer to life because the Savior promises to make a person's life perfect or free from problems. On the contrary, Jesus is the answer to life because He protects all His followers from the guilt of their sins and mistakes and the condemnation of their failures. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, we read, "There is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." Several years ago, the newspapers carried the story of an athlete who was the victim of the devil's demons of despair. This young man had been a star in high school. He was also considered an outstanding football player in college. After graduation, he was hired by a professional club. But then his problems began. He was considered not good enough to make the starting team with the pros. The young athlete was also convinced that he was losing his physical abilities. Faced with a desire to do his best, but unable to attain his goals, this young man turned to drugs and finally left his family. No one was able to find out where he went. The devil had tricked him into believing that he was a hopeless and helpless loser. From the pinnacle of success, the frustrated and confused person was dragged to the lowest gutters of grief and despair. But the frustration of life is not limited to athletes. Newspapers report that husbands and wives are running away from their homes and abandoning their families at an alarming rate. They are convinced that they can no longer cope. Some are simply derelict in their duties and just plain sinfully irresponsible. But others are sincere in their intentions. Yet they see only frustration and failure as they try to be a good parent and a supportive marriage partner. These individuals could very easily repeat the words of St. Paul found in Romans chapter 7. "The good I, what I do not do, and that which I should not do, those things I end up doing." And so my plea for you today is this: don't let the devil trap you in the same way. Instead of looking at the lives of others, take time out today to evaluate your own situation. Don't let your will, which is in bondage to sin and controlled by the devil, produce frustration and hopelessness for you. Believe the biblical teaching that in this life, no person will ever be perfect. And there will be many days, even for a Christian, which will be filled with anxiety, worries, and frustration. Jesus pointed out, and I quote, "In this world you will have problems." But then Jesus also added, "But take heart, I have overcome the world." The lusts of this world and the temptation of your flesh will always try to cause you to stumble. And as you examine your life, don't hope that in spite of your failures and as a result of your good deeds and intentions, God will somehow accept you someday in heaven. This is a foolish hope. God accepts nobody on their own merits. Instead, trust only in the sin-cleansing and life-giving blood of Jesus Christ. Trust that Jesus is at the throne of God constantly interceding on your behalf each time you sin. Anchor your hope in the words of Jesus, and I quote, "He that believeth on Him is not condemned, But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Yes, there is therefore now no condemnation for all those who are in Christ Jesus. You may find you are unable to keep your New Year's resolutions. You may even experience great frustration in trying to live a decent life. But don't ever forget that for all who truly repent and turn from their sins, for all who are in Christ Jesus, for all who trust in the blood of Jesus Christ, and for all who are bonded to God through the blessed Redeemer, there is no condemnation. Confess your sins and turn to God today. Live in Christ and experience His forgiveness. In the midst of your frustrations and failures, let the Holy Spirit calm your troubled conscience and soothe your troubled heart with the knowledge that in Christ there is no condemnation. In Christ there is hope, strength, and knowledge of ultimate victory, based on the certain knowledge of the glorious resurrection from the dead. And now, if after you have examined your life and you still feel compelled to make a resolution for the coming year, then by all means resolve that not with your own power but with the power of God, you will attend church regularly where the good news of the gospel of forgiveness and hope in Jesus Christ is preached. Resolve that as God enables you, you will search His Word, the Bible, daily, seeking always to see Jesus. Resolve also that you will pray regularly and speak to your gracious Heavenly Father about every need and concern that may come into your mind. Yes, if you are determined to make a New Year's resolution, don't make one which will guarantee you failure, frustration, and despair, but instead, by the power God promises to give you, resolve to trust only in God for your future. Then, in spite of the problems which will certainly arise in the coming weeks and days, you can look at life with confidence, because God's resolution of love and mercy for every new year is this: there is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen.